We have just gotten past Halloween, and we didn't get a lot of people on our street, and we've conversed, Mookie, about how many you get on your street. Mm-hmm. We had maybe 30 this year, and it goes up and down. Some years there's like 30, some years there's 120. It just depends on where people want to go that year.
And I advertise. You know, I go on social media. Here's what I have. Germ bags, get over here. Full-size chocolate bars, cans of pop. And then when it doesn't happen, like we had 30 as well, which is okay because I have chocolate bars for a year now and all my favorite ones. But I was texting the neighbors. They're like, we have an old neighborhood now. The kids are all in university. But I don't care how old you are. Come with a good spirit. Come with a costume. You're getting candy. I have so much of it.
That is how I go too. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if a teenager shows up at my door, you're getting candy. And if they're the last ones to come, yeah, you're getting a handful of candy.
Hey man, did you forget about the protocols of Halloween? Like, you don't just stick your bag in my face. Can you just at least say trick or treat? We don't have to have a conversation, right? It doesn't have to be like, what's your costume? How'd you make it? Oh my God, your mom's fantastic. Grandma, dad, whoever made it. But like, can you say trick or treat? Like just those words? I don't know. Maybe I'm old school, but if you're going to beg for candy at my door, I don't mind giving it to you. I want to give you lots, but just say trick or treat. That's
it. There were so many polite little trick or treaters too. Have a happy Halloween. So cute.
Now, was this Ontario or just Calgary? Because I had so many people on my social feeds dressed as a Costco employee. Did you guys have that too?
No.
I felt it was pretty easy, like long sleeves, you know, like a white apron and then a tray of something for samples. And I'm like, you're not really a Costco employee handing out samples because there's not a line of 700 people blocking all the lanes to get by because they're waiting for like a quarter of a pizza pie. You know what I mean?
Cheese sticks. Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay, we're going to start by, you have a story to tell about something that happened on your front steps on Halloween and our 4 minutes, which is what we do with our conversations. And we always go over, but that's okay. We time it for 4 minutes and your 4 minutes starts now, Mookie.
Okay. The older kids, I'm going to say the 12 plus demographic, were very respectful, very, very professional.
Professional.
I got to paint a picture because when I was handing out candy for Halloween, my wife and son were at hockey. So they're in a faraway land. Okay. Crazy Eddie's birthday is on Halloween. So as always, he's locked in a bedroom upstairs. Did he piss his diaper and shred it and pee two other times and shit on my bathroom? Yeah, he did, but it was his birthday. So he can get away with a little bit more on your birthday. I'm still kind of grumpy with you, but I'm not going to lay into you. Aww. It's your birthday. You've lasted like 14 years. Aww. You've done well. And meantime, I have two golden retriever puppies, right? So I can't really enjoy the costumes. It's a stressful Halloween as much as I enjoy it.
Do you have them down there too
every time
when you're giving away treats? The other two are downstairs?
Yeah.
Oh my.
You have to. I tried to put them outside, but then they're going to claw away at the door until it crashes, right? So every time the doorbell rings, I open it just a little bit because there's a snoot of a golden retriever out the door and sometimes a head. And if that door opens wider, they're gone. And now I'm trying to find them in a sea of Halloween costumes.
Oh,
so I usually like, I'm that old man at the door. How many kids are at the door? And they're like, four. Whether there is or not, I don't really care. So then I just grab something from the table beside me and I say, hey, can you pass this to your buddies? Because really, I can't see the scope of my porch.
Right.
I can't open the door. The dog's about to bust out. My porch is wider than what I can see in this little crack through the door. So anyway, so then I just alternate. I have cans of pop, which I think are the, like, when you were a kid, weren't cans of pop the best?
Yeah, when you got a can of pop, that was like the jackpot.
Thank you. Thank you. A little heavy to carry around your pillowcase. I get it. But I think that's the one thing you can sneak from your parents because everyone gets chocolate bars and chips and sugar and your parents expect that. But when you get a can of pop, I think that sets you apart a little bit in the neighborhood.
Is
right?
that is it included in one of the things you can open that night when you get home?
Right. Yeah. And I even chill it for them. I put it in the freezer all day long so that when Halloween comes, it's nice and cold. You can barely hang on to it. Okay. I'm trying to treat the kids like rock
that
stars.
Awesome.
It's Halloween. I love it, man. So anyway, this one group of kids comes to the door. I think there's three. I think there's four, whatever. I said, how many? And they're like, three. So I get three cans of pop. And I hand it through the little crack in the door. Because again, I can't see all of you. I don't know how old you are. I don't really know what you're dressed as. It's kind of like blind Halloween. I just hand things through my little passageway and hope that you get it and put in your pillowcase. Then all I hear is, I'm not allowed. pop. I'm not allowed pop. And I shut the door because I'm shutting the door because I'm trying to keep the dogs in, and I'm stressed out, and the dog's shitting my floor upstairs. I'm like, oh my God. And then 2 seconds later, this kid's two-handing my stained glass window. I don't want pop. I don't want pop. I don't want pop. I'm not allowed pop. I'm like, what in the hell is going on? This guy's going to come through my front door. He's going to come through my front door because I gave, like, sorry, man, scan the QR code and look at my Halloween menu. What would you like? Do you want a crunchy? Do you want a crispy crunch? Oh, this kid's not allowed pop. Where are your parents? I called my wife right after. I'm a little hot at this point. She's like, I would have gone right out and talked to his parents. I'm like, sweetheart, I got two dogs trying to bust out the door. I got one guy who's pissing on the floor upstairs. This kid's like, I don't know. It's like he's got torches and an angry mob at my front door because he doesn't like the Halloween candy heading out. Like, what the hell am I supposed to do? Anyway, at that point, I don't know, man. I couldn't see him. He sounded about four with his whines. At that point, it was like 8 o'clock. I have to get up early for work, so I just shut the lights off. Sold out, closed for business, and moved on. That was it, man. That was the end of my Halloween. That was the takeaway from Halloween, was this angry little whiny kid that wasn't happy with a full can of pop because your parents let you go for, like, pillowcases full of candy, but you can't have a can of pop? No, man, I'm not buying your story right now. Hey, you little germ bag, I'm not buying your story. That's it, man. Anyway, hope
that's
you had a good
your
Halloween.
4 minutes, That's bud. Nicely done.
Can someone take my blood pressure, please?
All right. So my turn. I got a story to share from this past week that I learned something about a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. So here we go. My 4 minutes starts now. Okay. So her name's Ashley. And I met Ashley after, you know, I pick up Rockwell every day. Rockwell is the seven-year-old in the family. So I go every day to get him after school. And there's a one lady who, she always has such a pretty smile and just a happy, one of those happy smiley faces, right? So one day I said to her, you know, you're like a ray of sunshine. When you smile, it's just so nice. And then we became friends. Her name is Ashley. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we talk back and forth whenever we go to get the kids at the same time. And I was talking about the podcast and she was like, you should share my story. And I went, ooh, do tell.
Careful what you wish for.
So Ashley did really well in school. And she actually got into a program where she was asked to attend Oxford for a semester. Oxford!
Wow.
So off Ashley went to Oxford, and she enjoyed all of it. The experiences, the people she met, she had so much fun. Thing is about these programs, though, when you go on them, you still have to do work. I mean, she didn't mind that, but when it came to this particular assignment, she thought, I don't want to do this. So she had her brother from
he
Sunday
mailed her assignment,
write her assignment, send it to her at Oxford. That's what she handed in. It was so well written that she got an award. And to this day, she has not told her mother.
So her mom thinks that she wrote it.
Oh, yeah. They're so proud of, you know, this award she got from Oxford for her great writing skills. And
but if I'm the brother, right, I'm like, this is over your head. You are going to treat me like gold for the rest of your life, or this story comes
apparently
out of Christmas.
Apparently, he has not done anything like that. So, yeah, maybe it will happen now.
Yeah, I had my sister write an essay in high school because I was getting C, C minus, C. You know how they label you after one essay and that's your mark forever? Yeah. So I'm like, okay, my sister was Dean's honor list and an English major. I'm like, easy. I'm going to get her to write it for me. I got it back from the teacher who said, this is not acceptable. I will not even grade it. You need to rewrite it. And she wrote it, right? Guess who doesn't have the balls to tell his sister that she's a flunky, even though she's a Dean's honor list at like one of the most prestigious schools in the country. So, yeah, it didn't work well for me. I was hoping. But anyway, then I had to rewrite it. I wrote some crappy essay and I got like a C on it. You know what I mean?
So that reminds me of a set of twins that I went to high school with. And one of them walked into math class and she goes, where does she sit? And we're like, what?
We need to do a whole segment one day on like the shit you got into at school. when you were sent to the principal's office or why you were sent to the principal's office. We could talk for hours.
Well, you can, because I never really got sent to the principal's office.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, you can just listen to some horrific stories of my scarred childhood then.
So, as you know, okay, that's our time for my story about Oxford and Ashley. But I want you to say hello. We've got a live audience. Lisa and Charlene have joined us.
And Daisy.
And Daisy's here too.
How much day drink is going on right
well,
now?
Well, not yet.
Don't you find though there's certain breakfast drinks that are allowed, you know, and then judgy pants on other things? Like if you had like a triple Ryan Coke at 9 a.m., yeah. No go, right? But if you got like just a set of little Baileys and coffee or maybe a beer and clam, that's okay though. You can have booze as long as it's not like a triple rye.
Mimosas are acceptable.
Yeah.
That's a good breakfast drink.
When we were in Florida last year with the kids, all of us, there was 11 of us. My son-in-law and I had mimosas every day. And when we ran out of Prosecco, we had whatever red wine was around for breakfast.
As long as they saw you drink the mimosa first, the wine becomes acceptable, right?
Whatever, we weren't driving.
And if you're chugging out of the bottle of wine, that's a different level
too.
Off
you go to Disney.
Yeah. Hey. It's a small world after all.
Okay, now we're talking about shit in your pants, and our 4 minute starts now, Mookie. So we teased this last time we talked, and I wanted to tell you about a time when I was with friends at their camp, and one of them, Jim, I'm just going to say it, Jim, he made cookies, you know, pot cookies. So yeah, I said, edible. I'll have one. And he goes, no, you just want a little bit. And that makes sense to me because sometimes they're really strong if they're bigger cookies. So he gave me a piece of the cookie. I ate the cookie. And then about 40 minutes later, I look over at Jim and he had smiling eyes that I remember from high school. And I thought, what did we just eat? So I said, hey, Jim,
give me that recipe.
Where did you get the stuff for these cookies? Because, you know, it was legal. So I just assumed he bought it from a store, right? And he goes, well, we stayed in BC over the winter. So the guy a couple trailers down gave me the stuff for the butter. And I was like, the guy?
Oh, man. You know, my dealer.
You don't even know what strength this is.
Right.
My daughters have made cookies before, and they're just like, nice, you relax you.
Yeah.
That's what I was expecting. And in the back of my mind, I'm hearing his,
oh, relax your sphincter.
I'm hearing Charlene. I'm remembering Charlene saying, yeah, I had a couple crumbs yesterday. I got as high, so high. But I had forgotten that she said that till after I consumed the same cookie. So here I am. I'm like, okay, we're on an island. You're not getting anywhere tonight if you start freaking out. So just relax. So I just sat there and I said, I'm just going to close my eyes and calm myself down because you're not going anywhere from an island, right? That's where their camp is.
Yeah.
So then Adam, who also was out there with us, he was talking about how they were building cabins at the same area. So they were building a cabin. It was late at night and they consumed some cookies and he had to go to the bathroom. So he's leaving the cabin, and because he's had so many cookies, fell down the stairs and shit his pants.
Oh my God. So is there shit all over like every stair on the way down, or is it just all on him?
But all that turned into in my head was, well, don't laugh or you're going to shit your pants.
Don't do stairs. Don't laugh. Fetal position right here, man.
That was the rest of my night. Don't laugh or you'll shit your pants.
Yeah, well, my dog wears diapers. He's getting old, doesn't know he's going, so he wears diapers. Maybe if you have cookies in the future, just diaper up, right? It doesn't matter. People don't even know. Let's check your diaper. Oh, good girl. She didn't shit her pants. Good girl.
I'm not eating any more of Jim's cookies. Period.
Yeah, no kidding, man. That's a crazy story.
But you had a pants shitting story, you said.
Oh, don't we all, though, right?
No.
Yeah. I was on a cruise ship. Norwegian Pearl cruise ship. And it was more of a shart than a fart. And I'm sitting. I'm sitting on a deck chair, laying on a deck chair, and my wife and son are doing like the little obstacle course on top of the ship where you kind of hang on the rope and then you drop and then you do this balance beam thing. So I text them hoping they have their phones. I'm like, can somebody bring me a towel? Because I just don't know what happened. You know, like, I don't know. Like, I certainly can't get up just in case. Worst case scenario, you get up and something falls out of you. And I'm on the pool deck. There's a bar there. There's a pool. That's where like 10 of the 12,000 people are right there partying amongst me, dancing around. Like they're about to slip and shit if I get up. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to lay here. I've already written off the bathing suit because I know like if I shit, whatever, it doesn't matter. I can't take it off and go nude. This is not a clothing optional cruise ship. This is like, you know, let's be respectful amongst each other. So I said, can someone please bring me a towel? And they brought me a towel. And then you carefully have to wrap this thing around you. Because at some point, you got to lift your ass off the chair. And that's, right? That's ground zero at this point. So, and then you're like, okay, let me check the chair underneath. Phew, or, you know, we got a bit of a mess here. We got to run from or have accountability about, you know. And then ask someone for a jug of soap and water to clean the chair. Anyway, the worst part is we were going snorkeling that day for one of our excursions in Costa Rica, third world country, on a rusty old bus. And I had to Google before we left, because we're snorkeling on one of the biggest reefs in the world, are sharks attracted to shit? Right? Like, I know everyone says the blood, the red, here they come, like you're a goner type thing. But like, if I happen to diarrhea in the water, because I wasn't feeling well that day, this was not a one-off. This was like, now I'm a cereal pooer this day. coughing in the toilet, all that kind of stuff, right? Anyway, yeah, we were fine. I didn't drink that day. I took the old Imodium, clogged things up, and day five was better.
Eat some cheese.
Whatever.
You wrap a towel around yourself, though. When you stand up, if something's coming out, it's still dropping down, Mookie.
Well, there is the penguin, too, right? It's like when you're walking on ice in the winter, you got to walk like the penguin with the short steps. Because you take big strides, you leave that gap open between your legs where, you know what I mean? If I penguin, I could just go with a slide down the leg and maybe try and contain it inside my body and the towel.
Okay, hold on. Oh. Girls, does it sound like he's had experience with
seasoned veteran.
Yeah, and then you go into your room and your family doesn't want to live with you, and here you are, right? This is how people get tossed overboard on cruise ships.
You guys have quite the adventures no matter what's going on.
Yeah, and my wife had a similar experience that day, you know. Yeah, anyway, there's two of us that had the wrong food on the cruise
ship.
Oh,
no.
Ended up tag teaming. I need in. My turn. I need in. Oh. They got to get those second bathrooms on the cruise ship rooms for sure.
Well, at least you can laugh about it now.
Yeah. Yeah, and I haven't shit myself since. got a bit of a streak going here.
Well, we've gone way over on that one.
I said to my wife that day, I said, you know what? This is going to be common 20 years from now. Like, you're going to have to clean my diaper. You know what I mean? Get used to it. Do you want to start now? You want to practice? You know.
And she's still with you.
Yeah. Well, because she shit her pants, too. Otherwise, there's a pizza box on my lap right now, and I'm by myself in a condo.
Wow. Okay. So that was a good conversation.
I thought you were going to tell a story about you shitting your pants. I didn't know this was a solo sport.
Oh, no. I don't have any shit my pants stories.
Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever. Have some more Jim's cookies.
Well, there was that one time I was five and I thought I was going to toot and it was not. And that story told my cousin in confidence, Norma, what do I do? She went and just told everybody. She didn't even help me.
That's a gamble. The moral of the story is don't fart if you're not feeling well.
I was just running around outside playing. I don't even know what happened.
Yeah, if you're outside, shit away. It doesn't matter. If you're on a cruise ship on the Lido deck, that's a different story.
All right, Mookie, you take care. We'll talk to you next week.
Have fun at the hockey
game. Woo! Go Leafs! Woo!